Welcome back to This Week in the NHL. I'm Sam Rosen. The second round of the playoffs had some of the most dramatic finishes ever in the playoffs. So let's hear some of the exciting calls and bring in our man who follows all the action, Joe Tolleson. And Joe's plays of the week begin with Anaheim's double overtime winner against Vancouver.
Brad May pushing it free to himself, still trying to get the puck free. Sammy Paulson out. Boy, what a shift by Brad May. And Hansen finally. Oh, he's clobbered. Shot, score! 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 The Ducks put it in from the blue line. The Ducks win the game and win the series.
Sam, maybe tag team wrestling is next for the Niedermeyer brothers. Rob leveled Vancouver's Yannick Hansen and Scott scored from the point. Steve Carroll, the call on the Ducks radio network as the 2-1 double overtime victory made Anaheim the first team in the conference finals. Next to advance, the Ottawa Senators.
Volchenkov tips it, not a bouncing puck to the front of the net. A diving Phillips clears it to the boards, and the puck is sent out to Spence at center. Shovels it in, here's Alfredson, one-on-one, cuts back, scores! Daniel Alfredson through the defense, through Brodeur, 3-1 Ottawa.
Dean Brown, the call on the Team 1200 in Ottawa as Daniel Alfredson scored what proved to be the game-winning goal as the Sens bumped New Jersey in five games with a 3-2 win. The home team had won each of the first four games in the Buffalo-New York series, but the Rangers were about to buck the trend.
Here's Drury after it in the corner. Drury spun it out in front. There's the shot. Blocked in front. Rebound. Goal!
Rick Jenneret, the call on Sports Radio 550 WGR in Buffalo as Chris Drury scored with 7.7 seconds to play to tie the game at one and force overtime where the Sabres would maintain home ice advantage.
Kalinin drops it back, held in there, Finnick in off of the shot, score! Ekstrom, a Finnick in off, blows it by Lundqvist! Gives Buffalo the win in overtime!
Maxim Afanasyev was a healthy scratch in Game 4, but he was the hero in Game 5 as the Sabres won 2-1. 2 days later in New York City, Buffalo won on the road 5-4 to clinch the series and advance to the conference finals for the second straight year. Detroit was 33 seconds away from falling behind 3-1 in its series with San Jose, but an overtime win even things up, and then the Red Wings roll.
Here comes Nabokov way out to the high slot, gave it away, Datsyuk for an empty net, scores! Oh, a miscue by Nabokov! Datsyuk makes him pay. He taps it into the open net, and the Red Wings take a 2-1 lead.
Ken Cal on 1270 WXYT in Detroit as Pavel Datsyuk was more than happy to make Evgeny Nabokov pay for his goaltending blunder, and the Red Wings went on to a 4-1 victory. Detroit then wrapped things up with a 2-0 series-clinching win in the Motor City. Ken Cal again on 1270 WXYT in Detroit.
Up the right sideboard. It's flipped out the center. Samuelson on a 2-on-1 with Lang. Sanderson over the line, scores! He fired it over the glove of Nabokov with 8 seconds to go in the first period. What a shot by Samuelson to give Detroit a 2-0 lead.
Sam, we're at the halfway point as we continue the quest for the cup, and we'll have all the excitement right here as we follow the bounce of the puck.
Thanks very much, Joe, and next week it's all about the conference finals. Still ahead, Jason Spezza of the Ottawa Senators will join us, and coming up next is our hockey insider, Bob McKenzie.
My hunch is that when it's all said and done, Scott Gomez is going to be somewhere else. But somewhere else may not be very far away, Sam.
This week in the NHL on Westwood One continues after this.